MoneyWeb now on The Money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Jason Swartz, portfolio manager at Old Mutual Investment Group. Jason, appreciate the time again. If we look back to 2025, and particularly locally, it was full of surprises, which perhaps the surprising part was that the surprises were mostly to the upside. My question is, the green shoots that we're starting to see, is this really the beginning of a potentially more durable growth path for South Africa?
Yes, I think that's definitely on the cards. And you know, it's been a long time since South Africa's had so many positive tailwinds to benefit from. So, you know, hopefully we can, you know, take this through to be a bit more enduring. You know, and obviously, you know, you've seen credit rating upgrades, you've seen, you know, us being removed from the grey list, and then also some kind of activity-based stuff where, you know, it hasn't really seen growth yet, but you've had lower cost of capital with bond deals and currency and more market-related, you know, market-related tailwinds, and then obviously the budget because of the commodity boom and in terms of trade. So everything has kind of gone right in 2025. It's really a case of, can we translate that into job-enhancing growth that'll benefit the economy over the next 3 years? So that is the big question, but we are hopeful and optimistic about it, I would say.
I want to come to that ability to sort of use that good fortune. Some of it, I mean, a lot of it is, frankly, our own doing. I mean, you know, we got off the grey list. That we did that as a country. There was a team at FIC, but certainly we'll all take credit for it. Some of it, and I'm thinking like the precious metal boom, I mean, that's one of those things that when it comes along, you grab it because it's beyond our control.
Correct. So I think there are kind of active steps to make sure we do benefit from some of these tailwinds that only happen kind of once in a couple of years. So if you think about what's happening with National Treasury that are trying to implement fiscal policies that, you know, sustain us over longer periods of time. So obviously there needs to be more discipline around spending because, you know, some of these terms of trade boosts that we have seen, it's not really going to last for that long. Yeah. So you are seeing that discipline come through. You are seeing, I think, politically with the GNU, what's happening there. You are seeing, at least in terms of policy implementation around reform and Vulindlela. I think there is hard work being done that acknowledges that, you know, we are going to kind of have our time in the sun, but we are, you know, next year or 2027, 2028 could be tough years as well. And we need to be able to kind of withstand that with a little bit more durability.
Because some of this is slow. I mean, Eskom, I mean, it feels like load shedding. I suppose one day we didn't get load shed. So in a sense that, you know, it did kind of disappear overnight. There was a lot happening in the back end. But I think, for example, logistics, I mean, you know, Kumba Iron Ore saying, yep, things are better, but there's still a lot of backlog. It is a slow process, even if it is in the right direction in many cases.
Yeah, I would agree. I think a lot of it is just because it's almost undoing a lot of the bad work that was done in the last decade. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it is just, you know, unwinding or being able to change regulation, for example. I think logistics is a critical policy lever that, you know, in combination with private sector participation, is probably the biggest factor, I think, that'll drive higher growth. But you are seeing better, I guess, operational performance in Eskom. Mm-hmm. You are seeing better operational performance in Transnet. You know, you had an update in December around that. But, you know, these things don't, as you say, they don't change overnight. So we need to be committed about, you know, keeping that progress and that momentum going forward. And I think you are seeing some of that, yes.
The trade tensions, let's call them, well, they're the world over at this point. They're not going away anytime soon, I suspect. They're certainly not helping, but maybe they haven't been as bad as many anticipated sort of this time last year. I mean, AGOA got renewed, albeit just for a year. We're talking with China. The impact, not as severe.
No, you know, I think some of it is just because, you know, we've had, so that uncertainty has definitely faded, which has been good for SA. Mm. A little bit of renegotiation, kind of bilateral renegotiation, a lot of kind of countries and companies kind of stocking up ahead of tariffs. So that has also helped. But I just think about like all of the geopolitical attention that's happened. And, you know, if let's say the Iranian ship scandal happened or some Eskom issue happened last year, the same time last year, the year before, you would have seen a very different response from investors to our bond market, to our currency market. Whereas some of the kind of poor political news and trade tension stuff that is currently happening, you know, it's kind of, if you look at it within the context of some of the reform and the growth and the better fiscal story, It all creates, you know, this ability for South Africa to withstand the crosswinds a lot better. So on the one hand, it has been the global kind of has been a little bit more, you know, a little better from a kind of clarity and certainty perspective. But I think we're also doing the work on the ground, which is great.
Yeah, that's an important point. A last question. We've got municipal elections late this year. We as a country, we actually do elections very well. Is this a potential risk or is this just maybe some noise on the horizon?
It's not clear yet. It hasn't, you haven't really seen, you know, what the campaigns are going to look like, whether, you know, the DA and the ANC are actually going to try and stick it to each other, you know, whereas they're actually on a national level, they're trying to work together. But there definitely are, you know, key battlegrounds where they are fighting, for example, in Johannesburg. Mm-hmm. So it'll definitely be a test in terms of the stability of the national coalition. But, you know, I would say we need to wait and see. It's not clear exactly how the campaigns, from a tone perspective, and how they're going to, you know, how they're actually going to claim victories in some of these municipalities, whether they are going to, you know, call out their partners or whether they, you know, going to do it in the spirit of kind of nationally, you know, things are working a lot better. For now, I'm going to think about it more as noise as opposed to a big significant political risk.
Yeah, and let's hope it stays just as noise. We leave it there. Jason Swart, he's Portfolio Manager, Old Mutual Investment Group. Always appreciate the time. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.